Good day. This week we're looking at how to walk out of discouragement, and we've seen that placing the Word of God in your heart will bring courage to your heart. And secondly, we saw that praying in the Holy Spirit is what will edify you, which will encourage you and strengthen your heart. You know, oftentimes when we are discouraged, our perception of reality gets impacted and changed, and you know, we lose focus of reality because we only see things through a certain lens. And today I want to talk about one of the keys to walk out of discouragement is actually to focus on what you do have rather than on what you don't have. Or another way to say it is to cultivate gratitude. You know, Jesus was so good at this. Jesus, even though he might have been influenced by what was going on around him, he never allowed that to affect his heart, and he always saw things from God's perspective, no matter how dire the circumstances were. In John chapter 11, verses 41 to 42, in the Message Bible, it says, "Then to the others, he said, 'Go ahead, take away the stone,' and they removed the stone. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and prayed, 'Father, I'm grateful that you have listened to me. I know you always do listen, but on account of this crowd standing here, I've spoken so that they might believe that you sent me.'" You know, the first thing that Jesus did, even though he was encountering somebody who was in a tomb and he'd been dead for 3 days, he didn't allow that to affect his perception of reality, even though that person was dead. And what did he do? He began to lift up his eyes, and then he prayed something, and he said, "Father, I thank you that you've listened to me." In one translation, "Father, thank you that you hear me when I pray." You see, one of the things we've got to recognize is that God is as close as your very next breath. And as I begin to cultivate gratitude and recognize that my prayers, God actually hears me. In Mark 8:6 in the New American Standard, when Jesus was feeding the people who were hungry, it says, "And he directed the people to recline on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them and started giving them to his disciples to serve, and they served them to the people." See, again, Jesus did not look at the need. He looked at the provision that God had given him, and he did that by cultivating gratitude. The Bible says that he gave thanks and then he broke the bread. You know, thanksgiving opens up creativity in my heart and in my mind as I begin to develop and cultivate gratitude. And then that will show me the way out as I begin to develop gratitude in my heart and I begin to see things from God's perspective. When I begin to count my blessings, when I begin to look around me and I begin to recognize what I do have rather than looking at what I don't have. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, it says, "Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will." And in the Amplified, it brings it out so clearly. It says, "Thank God in everything." It doesn't say thank God for everything, but in everything. No matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God. See, thanksgiving helps me to see things from God's perspective rather than allowing my circumstances to steal my courage or to make me discouraged. I begin to just say, "Thank you, Father, that you're with me, you're for me, you've never left me, you've never forsaken me, you're a provider, a healer, a redeemer, a forgiver, that you are closer than my next breath, that you're closer than my brother, that your spirit dwells within me." And as I begin to cultivate gratitude in my heart, I'm beginning to cultivate the very presence of God. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.